The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we trust the Lord this morning? Can we trust the Lord in this teaching? So much is coming to us on this platform. I want us to pray. There is an expected end. There is an expectation for this class. It's not just to talk. It's not just to minister. But it must do the work that is meant to do in us. And that's my prayer. And that's my burden. Can we trust the Lord? Can we pray, our Father Jesus, you will help us at the end of this thing as we are going through, that something will be done in us, something will be shifted in us, a breaking, a major work will be done in my life. Can you personalize it this morning? Can you personalize it this morning that a major work will be done in me, will be done in you, will be done in our household, will be done in our community? Going back to this foundational teaching, going back to this foundational thought, laying it again and again, it's not burdensome. Is that something, just like Peter said, until you are established in the present truth, we are trusting the Lord for great establishment in our community in the name of Jesus. We will be balanced in all around in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. I want to bless God for this teaching that is coming at this time. Going back to our foundation, it's not burdensome. It's that something must be done. It's that a work must be done. It's that we are established in this present truth. It's that we are grounded. We are firm. Just like Paul said, being rooted and being grounded in this word. And that's what we are looking at. He said we are looking at the apostles' doctrine, living a new life in Christ Jesus. That's one of the hallmark of Christianity, is that there is a newness. Amen. Is that we are new each and every morning. Something is changing inside of us. The gospel is transformational. The gospel is not just to do anything outside that. It's that we have been transformed. We have been changed. We have been turned around. It's that we have been raised. It's that we have been built. There is a house that must emerge at the end of the day. That is a building that God desires. Amen. And that's what He's looking for. He's looking for a man that can carry that building. But we can't talk of a building without a foundation. We can't talk of a building. Amen. What we are building is not just chaos. Or it's not just a small shops. It's not just a small shops somewhere there. What we are building is high. And if you want to build a skyscraper, you must know that the foundation must be deep. Amen. There are some houses that the foundation alone is taller than this, our building. Amen. Because of how deep the foundation may be. Because how far we will go is dependent on these things. We can't talk of the new life without this foundational teaching, without understanding the proper foundation of a new life. We must experience that, and it must be seen, and it must be evident in our lives that we are believers. It's not just enough for us to go to church. By the end of it, at least 1 year, 2 years, there must be a major change. Just like the disciples, they said they knew that these men have followed Christ. They called them Christians because they saw something in their lives. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So we are looking at the word of God that was given to the apostles. Something was handed over. Something was delivered to the apostles for us. I think we believe that. Amen. Something was given to them for us. He said, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20 is a scripture that we have been looking at. We are still going to look at that scripture again. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. He said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to what? To observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. This scripture is very important for us. When we say, go ye into all the world, is that we can raise disciples. is that we can raise strong men, is that we can raise people that can bear the burden of the Lord. They say Jesus gave the disciple a trust to go and teach all nations and also to observe all things he has taught them. So we call that message given to them the foundation of Christ. That is what it was given to them. So we see here that baptizing them in the name of the Father, that's the three baptisms that we must go through. Hallelujah. Those are the three knowledge that we must go through. Those are the things that we must partake of in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. So the beginning message is what we have been looking at. Pastor Favor has done so much in this aspect. He said we are looking at it, and it's the foundation of Christ or the apostles' doctrine. We call it the milk of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now we need to know these words as they are coming to us. Amen. We need to be familiar. When you say the Word of God, the Word of God. I want to give myself to the Word of God. That thing is massive. That thing has content. Amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? So we have the milk of the Word. We have the meat. We have the strong meat. Just like when you say school. When you say you are in higher institution, now we can go further to ask you, what department are you? What level are you? Amen. So when you are saying the Word of God is a whole massive thing, and we cannot receive the Word of God at once, you are going to be receiving the Word of God bit by bit, step by step. So your first entrance as you get born again is that you must be introduced to the milk of the Word of God. You must have an understanding of what milk is entailing, and that is what is expected. It's just that most of the time when we got born again, you know, from normal our church setting, they just put you in one unit, you begin to serve. From there you get promotion, and those promotion you get externally may not amount to promotion in the spirit. It may not amount to understanding. It may not amount to changes inside of us. So you must first be exposed to the milk of the Word. It has content. It has substance. It has what it must achieve inside of us. You can't talk of a medical doctor and remove nostril square and remove creche and remove nursery, and remove primary. Amen. All those are summation of what you see a man become. Most times they call us based on our courses we study in the university. But we are more than that. There are so many things that makes you up. Amen. So you can't say, no, I don't need creche. I don't need this. I don't need that. Amen. Because they are part of the formation. So we are looking at the foundation of Christ. Because you must know this foundation. Amen. We must be rebooted in this foundation. We must be grounded in this foundation. Because if the foundation be destroyed, automatically there is nothing we can do. Amen. There is nothing we can do. Because that is actually a major formative period of our life. And so much is there. So much is embedded there. And so much must be looked into. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So we also call it the milk of the Word. The doctrine or the teachings of the apostle, which were called the milk of the Word, were committed to those that they called eyewitnesses. It was not just committed to anybody. Amen. Anybody cannot just minister it. It was carefully committed to eyewitnesses. They are not just called witnesses, but eyewitnesses, they are not the same. When you say witness and a eyewitnesses, because the apostles were able to witness the life. Amen. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they were not just looking at the miracle. Amen. They were looking at the life. And that is why the criteria for appointing to be part of the 12 was that they that have followed from Jordan till he was taken up in and out with Jesus so that they can observe the life. Amen. Not just the miraculous. Even in the miracle, there is a manner at which it was done. I think we know that. Jesus was not just going anywhere, in everybody. There is a manner, and most of the time, the miracle typifies his life. This is what I'm trying to say. Now, when you see the marriage supper at the Cana, that's the turning of water into wine. There is a significance of that miracle. Amen. Now, that woman with the issue of blood, because every man, every nation is losing life. It is Jesus that can stop that. Now, all those miracles were typifying something in the spirit. Feeding of 4,000 is that life will multiply on the face of the earth. Is that there will be an increase on the face of the earth. Now, I'm just trying to say that in all of this, there is a manner at which Jesus was doing something and they were observing it. So, they observed the life of Jesus. They observed the ministry. Ministry is not until when you undo microphone. Because most of the time, ministry to us is the suit, is the tie, is the microphone, is when I stand there. But day-to-day life of us is ministry, is ministerial. I think we understand that. The death, the burial, and the resurrection, these are what was handed over. Now, when you say death, burial, and resurrection, there is a how it occurred. There is an explanation to it. Amen. Now, beyond that man that was hanged on the cross, there is an understanding behind it that must be unlocked. Amen. Do we understand what I'm trying to say this morning? That is why I think Paul was telling them in Corinth, he was telling them how Christ died and was buried and also resurrection of Christ. Everything in the gospel, there is a how around it. Hallelujah. There is a how. Amen. So there is a way we do things so that we can't please God. God is not anyhow we can please. Do you understand? Now, from the Leviticus we are reading now, we could see that it's not easy. Many of us were finding it. That's why it's not easy. Amen. The first part of Leviticus we were looking at, they were talking of trespass offering, meat offering, sin offering. I was just like, how many offering did they even want to have? And they were giving them a clear-cut layout procedure of how to do it. That's what we were looking at this morning. So if you want to go with God, you have to go fully. Amen. So it's not just one person that you can, anything goes with him. There is a standard of the requirement that we must have. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So in this book of Luke, these men were referred to as special class. These people were special class of men called the ministers of the world. That is why Blessed Kenneth Hagin said, these are the second class apostles. Jesus is the first class. He said it in his books that these are, you can't pray to be part of them. You can't join them. Even you fast from now to tomorrow, they are the 12 foundational apostles of the Lamb. I saw something on Facebook, I think this week, when somebody posted 1,000 days of fasting, you know, he said, use me, Lord, or kill me. Amen. That is very beautiful. But prayer is not just the end in itself. It's a means to an end. It's to strengthen you. Even though you pray 1,000 days, you can't be part of this special. That's why they call it special class of apostle. And the reason is because of what they handle. It's because of what they have been able to receive from Jesus, which is the life. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke 1 verse 1 to 3. There is something Luke said there. He said, for as much as many have taken in and to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seems good to me also, having heard perfect understanding of all things from the very first. Hallelujah. One thing I'm trusting God for in this season is that we can also say like this, that we can have a perfect understanding. Amen. So that when they open us up, we can see the milk of the word. We can see people handling Christ. He said, when Christ, who is our life, that means that it will no longer be a lingua. Christ will be an understanding to me. That's what Colossians 2:2 was saying. Attaining to all the fullness, riches of under. It's not just to yearn it. It's not just to be informed. It's that you know it. Amen. That's why most of the time in Romans 6, you see, we know that we can also say that we know. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? And that is what he's saying here. Luke, you know, had a perfect understanding. And that is why you could write to Theophilus. So what I'm saying is that we can be an eyewitnesses of these things. Amen. Now, this thing we are talking about is not just to go and preach. Is that is an operational manual inside of us. Amen. You may not be a pastor. You may not be a preacher. But definitely you'll be a father. You will be a mother. You will have to mentor or raise a generation for God. And these are documents and materials that you must use to raise them up, even in your household. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So, to write these things in order, most excellent Theophilus. Luke 1 verse 4, he said that thou mightest know the certainty. I love the word they were using. He said that thou mightest know, so it's not a guesswork. Hallelujah, it's not a guesswork. Now, what we are saying here is that we must come to a point that we understand these things. That these things is in us. It must be a use. Hallelujah. Or exercise. I think that's what Hebrews was talking about. Exercising ourselves to know the good and the evil. Is that we can be able to use them. Amen. Now what they are telling us is that Holy Ghost is not just you speak in tongues. Most time people feel that, oh, if I can speak in tongues 5 hours. No. But Pastor Favor was letting us know last week that you can speak the tongues, but yet the character and the values are not in you. Amen. And that is why you can still be carrying about by the loss thereof. Hallelujah. You can say one thing and we can check it. It's 80% correct, but 20% missing. Hallelujah. And exaggeration is not far away from us. Or you can even still be cultural. Amen. Don't trust friendo. Don't trust friendo. And you come to church and you don't trust anybody. Even though you say daddy, daddy, daddy. But deep inside of you, you know that you don't really trust. You can't commit your life. It's not you. You must be washed from those things. That is what the Holy Ghost wants to wash and to cleanse and to purify a people unto himself. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. But we can't do this if we are not giving ourselves to use. Amen. If we are not exercising ourselves into all these things. So, Holy Ghost must be a person that we know. Hallelujah. He wants to be a friend. He wants to be husband to us. He wants to be all things to us. He wants to be there. You can have a relationship with him. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So, Luke wrote and put all this in order so that the man Theophilus will be able to have a good understanding. And that's what our parents is doing in this season. Amen. Because in the days we are in, ignorance will not be an excuse. We must have an understanding. So when somebody is coming to you, you must be able to undo that person and be able to raise that person up. Even in your cubicle, in your quarters, in every nations or anywhere that you find yourself, you must not be ignorant, stark ignorance, and be looking. Amen. You must be able to engage somebody. Hallelujah. And pour Christ unto him. Sometimes it's easier for us to talk sport. World Cup is going on now. Sometimes it's easier for us to talk, to talk fashion, to talk things. But when it comes to talking the gospel, our mouths are heavy. Hallelujah. It's because we have not been assured of or certainty is not yet done inside of us. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Luke 24, 48 to 49. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. Hallelujah. That ye might be witnesses of this. Now, when you say witness, it's you must be involved in the process. Hallelujah. That's what distinguishes an eyewitness, is that you saw, you heard, and you were part of it. Amen. When you say you heard, that means that it's an hearsay. Hallelujah. It's not yet yours. It's not yet your own. But when you say an eyewitness is that you are part of the process. Just like we are in the house now. You can dodge yourself out also. Hallelujah. Even though as we are reading the Bible reading this morning, many people, their heart has been wandered away. Hallelujah. We must ensure that you beat yourself into process. You must put yourselves in the process of everything that we are doing so that we can be blessed by them. Hallelujah. Is it friendship? There is something he wants to achieve in you. We must not excuse ourselves from everything that is opening unto us in this season. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Act 3, 14 to 15 is a good place for us to read. Can we read? He said, but ye deny the Holy One and the just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. Whereof we are what? Whereof we are what? We are witnesses. Hallelujah. We say, whereof we are witnesses of these things. Charity is a thing that the Lord will help us to witness. Hallelujah. Is that we are witnesses, we are handlers, we are users of these things. As it was committed on the apostles for us, so also we must receive it and we must be witness of them. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This message was put in the mouth of the eyewitnesses of the life. He said the ministry, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. It was not just anybody. There were people that followed Jesus, committed their life unto him. They stayed with him. Hallelujah. So that is why we must have stamina enough to stay with the word, so that we can become witnesses of this thing. They said they also have the authority to preach what they saw, heard, and understood. Hallelujah. So they have what they saw, they heard it, and they understood. That's a process. Amen. They heard it, they saw it, and they understood it. He said, they heard, they saw, and understood. Not in trance or in vision. They saw them physically, and they were part of the whole process. How do people go to ministry these days? We just saw somebody in white. Just talking to you in white in the dream. I heard the Lord. I heard the Lord. Or maybe somebody in your dream gave you a bell, and you feel that, oh, that bell is to go around to the nation. You know, you don't yet understand. He speaks from heaven. He speaks spiritual. He speaks from a height. That is why the heavens are far from the earth. We must be able to wait patiently to understand what he's saying. We must be able to see. We must be able to hear. We must be able to understand. That's the procedural part of it. Hallelujah. Because your understanding is darkened. They have been telling us now, Ephesians 4:17. Having our understanding darkened. You can be in church and your understanding is darkened. You don't know jack about God. The church is an enlightenment center to open us to the word of God. L-W-O-R-L-D. The word of God. So that we can understand. And the beginning process is the Holy Ghost. That is why the Holy Ghost is meant to knock off out of our senses. It's meant to prepare us for the world spiritual. It's meant to prepare us for that space, for that life. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, not in trance. They saw them physically and they were part of the whole process of experience. Even on the Mount of Transfiguration, during the Transfiguration, they were alive and alert in their body. Why those things began? But before they fell asleep, they heard a voice, an audible voice. I think Peter was recounting that experience. Amen. In Peter, he said, and so were they called eyewitnesses of Jesus. I'm trusting the Lord in our community that we'll be able to undo this life. We'll be able to hold forth this life. And we will not just be a hearers alone, but these things will become an understanding in us. That when they open us up like this, we have layers of understanding inside of us. It's riveted. It's there inside of us. And that is why we can become part of these processes. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. 1 John 1:1 also, he said, that which was from the beginning, he said, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and what? Our ears have. Will this thing become your testimony? Oh, you are not saying amen. Amen. I said these things will become a common testimony amongst us. That Holy Ghost was manifested and we are able to undo it. That Christ was manifested and we were part of it and we were able to undo it. Hallelujah. So he said this means that from what they heard and saw, they also looked upon. They paid attention to it and looked upon it. Are we paying attention? These are questions this morning. Are we paying really paying attention to these things that we are hearing? These things must become questions that we ask ourselves. That we ask ourselves. When they say the Lord wants to raise sons is not just a thing we sleepwalk into. It's not just a thing that will lay hands upon you and confer you sonship. It's that you are giving to the process. You are giving to the life. It's that you embrace it. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay, 1 John 1:2. He said, for the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness. And what do? We show unto you that eternal life. It was manifested. Amen. And we can be able to show that life. Sometimes when I begin to ask ourselves, the reason why we can't talk gospel is because something was not manifested to us. And that's the simple truth. Something was not manifested unto us. We can gist around many things, but yet when it comes to the gospel, we find it hard. We can discuss about our boss. We can discuss even our personal problems about our personal life. But it's difficult for us to discuss the gospel, to discuss the scripture. It's because a life was not yet manifested. When Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. That means that he was in a shameful circumstances or situations around him. And he said, I can't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because the reason is, well, something has been manifested unto him. By the time you check the book of Acts, he was discussing with philosophers, stark Epicurean, reasoning. You see reasoning in there. He can evolve because something was manifested. He embraced it and he became it. Hallelujah. And that is why most times somewhere there, we childishly dodge spiritual talks or spiritual matters because we don't have matters to engage. And that is what the Holy Ghost wants to do for us, is that it can grant us boldness in this season. It can also help us to understand things, how spiritual works. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, Acts 4:18-19. He said, and they called them and commanded them not to talk at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God, so hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We can see that this testimony was based on what they were part of, what they had, saw, and understood. looked upon and handle the word of life. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it was upon the revelation of the witnesses of this man that men got born again. It's upon this revelation. Hallelujah. Upon the revelation of the gospel. Upon the hope of the promise. That's what they got born again on. They weren't got born again like the way we are doing it these days. Get born again and your life will be good. And oh, you have a good life. Oh, that car that you have been longing to buy for 100 years and you have not been able to buy, you can buy it now. That is not basis of it. It was based on the dead, burial, and resurrection. It was based on content that was handed over to the apostle, the pure gospel. They were able to give their life for it. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Matthew 28 verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The commandment of Jesus is not just statement. Can we say it? Or can we say the commandment of Jesus is not just information? He said, it's a body of knowledge. It's a body of the teaching that was called the commandment. When you say the commandment, it's a body of knowledge. When you say doctrine, it's a body of understanding. Knowledge that is called. And that is the whole essence of why we are gathered in church. Is that we can be given to that. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When they say baptizing them, shows that it was not just baptizing them once. It was a process that would take some actions over a period of time. Baptizing is not just going to the water. Amen. It's good for us to go to the water. Amen. It's for conscience sake. That is something that experience does. But baptizing is a process. Because you can go to a physical water and you don't know anything about the cleansing of water by the word. The washing of water by the word. They are two different things. Hallelujah. So as we go to the physical water, if you have not done that, you can do that. But water we are talking here is the whole thing that you will give your life into. It's a process that you must be constantly washed. Hallelujah. That's why you see washing, sanctifying them by the washing of the water, by the word. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it will take some action over a period of time. He said teaching also can also be called baptizing. I think we know that. When you say baptizing them, it's teaching. Amen. It's teaching. Like we talked about John the Baptist. It was the teaching of John that was called John's baptism. So John was not just baptizing with physical water. There is something about John. It was the message of John. It was the mouth. That's why you see the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Repent. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. So physical water is good if you have done that. But it will do you more good if you give yourself to the washing of water by the word, which comes by the word of God. That is teaching. That is real baptism. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So the commandment that God gave to the apostle was the teaching. That's the job. They stayed on teaching. And that is why we must not have any other thing outside this. Is that we teach men. Something happens when teachings occur like this. Is that transformation is taking place. Changes are occurring. The only technology for the church that the church can only raise men is through preaching. Amen. There is nothing. It's through preaching. That is why we must not allow anything to disrupt our teaching. We must war that we can stay on it. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The commandment that God gave to the apostle was teaching, which men are to observe. When they teach these things we have seen concerning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, men will be strengthened. We can also come to observation. As we teach here, you must also be observant. You must see how your pastor does it. You must see how daddy does it. The Lord has given us examples around us. We must be able to observe. Amen. It's teaching and observation. That is how we come into understanding of the life. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So what we saw in Hebrews 5, which Paul called the principle of the doctrine of Christ, it was listed there, are foundational teachings concerning Christ. So when you say you're a Christ man, these are the things that you must be able to handle. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of the doctrine of baptism. These are Christ things that we must be, and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So this message given to the apostles is called the apostles' doctrine, which you must handle, which you must know. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. It is also called the milk of the word or the foundational teachings of Christ, which is what we know later on as the new creation realities. So the new creation realities have to do with what Christ did for us, what happened to us, or what happened to those who believe, which must be able to come into and understand what happens to you. Hallelujah. It's not just for us to carry faith. It's that we must know faith. Hallelujah. We must know what happens to us. We must know the transaction that happens to us in the spirit. This new creation reality. This new understanding. We must be familiar with them. And that's my trust in this season. That the Lord will break us more into this understanding. Into this doctrine of Christ in the name of Jesus. And we'll be rooted and we'll be grounded in it in the name of Jesus. Can we trust our Father this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.